Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri and this week's message is The True Joy of Christmas. Christmas is that time of year when our thoughts turn to our families. Families are one of God's great gifts to mankind. However, they can sometimes be messy. Much has been written recently about dysfunction and the deterioration of the nuclear family. Every family seems to have a black sheep. Does yours? Maybe you or I are, or once were, the black sheep in the family. Christmas brings hope and peace and healing from past wounds. In the early years of television, many of the families were presented as near-perfect families. Shows like Ozzie and Harriet, The Donna Reed Show, My Three Sons, The Brady Bunch, and The Waltons all tried to portray idealistic families. All in the Family ushered in a brand new view of family life. Sex, politics, race relations, women's liberation, bigotry, and bias all made their way to the screen. The depiction of dysfunctional family life was set in motion. The late 70s and 80s made one final attempt to give us some semblance of what was once considered normal family life with shows like Eight is Enough, Family Ties, and The Wonder Years. Racial diversity appeared with shows like The Jeffersons and The Cosby Shows, which attempted to portray black family life. In time, we saw even more racial diversity with families of all ethnic backgrounds. Eventually, Hollywood pushed family life into a whole new frontier with shows like Roseanne. Soon, shows like The Simpsons, Everyone Loves Raymond, and The Modern Family were dominating the ratings. Nothing about these families bears a resemblance to the pioneer families of television. So with all of these shows to choose from, which one most accurately depicts normal family life? Is there such a thing as normal family life? Which one of these shows most resembles a biblical family? More specifically, which one looks most like Jesus' ancestral tree? Finally, which one looks like your family tree? We don't have to look any further than the beginning of the New Testament. Chapter 1 of Matthew's Gospel gives us the genealogy of Jesus. I can assure you that many of the characters in his genealogy look more like those depicted in The Modern Family than those depicted in Ozzie and Harriet. Jesus' family tree reveals a long line of dysfunctional people. Tamar was one of Jesus' more scandalous ancestors. In Genesis 38, she dresses up as a temple prostitute and seduces Judah, her father-in-law, to sleep with her, and he fathers a son. Rahab was another of Jesus' interesting relatives. Her story has similarities to Tamar's, except she didn't have to pretend to be a prostitute. She ran a brothel in Jericho. And of course, we all know about the antics of King David. Not only did he have an adulterous affair with Bathsheba, but he sent her husband to the front line of the battle to be killed. Human dysfunction is vividly displayed throughout the Bible. In fact, it was amazingly evident in Jesus' family tree. Normally, we try to distance ourselves from the black sheep in the family, or if they were people in the past, we pretend like they didn't exist. Matthew, on the other hand, put dysfunction front and center. Why do you suppose he did that? Before I answer that, let me add my own story. Just a few years ago, I tracked down my biological history through Ancestry DNA. I was not surprised to find some broken limbs in my family tree. There was plenty of family intrigue going on. In full disclosure, I've added my own share of mistakes to that history. I have struggles and sins littering my past. In fact, this ministry was born out of my own brokenness. Why have I spent so much time highlighting family dysfunction? Because it's part and parcel of the human experience. If you have caused or experienced discord and dysfunction within your own family, then Christmas should be a time of hope. Matthew's gospel gave us a litany of broken individuals, but it doesn't end there. He rapidly shifts the focus to the birth of the Christ child. To experience the true joy of Christmas, we also need to shift our focus to the Messiah. Jesus is the pure white, unblemished lamb who came into the world on that first Christmas day. God gave us the gift of His Son to save us from our past. He is also our source of comfort when family strife exists. That is where our thoughts should be as we kneel before His manger on this Christmas day. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son. You saw all this dysfunction in the human family, and you knew we were incapable of saving ourselves. You gave us your only Son on that first Christmas day. Lord, I place my faith and belief in Him as my Lord and Savior. Amen. I want to wish all of my listeners a very Merry Christmas. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May the joy of Christmas be with you.